At this time, please direct your attention to the center of the parade field for the passing of the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain colors. At this time, Brigadier General Pavis, the Assistant Adjutant General Army, and Colonel Tantillo, the incoming Brigade Commander, will join Colonel Poyer and Command Sergeant Major Campaign at the front of the formation for the passing of the colors. The change of command ceremony is a military tradition that is rich with symbolism and heritage, dating back to medieval times when soldiers often carried staffs or standards into battle that identified them as a unit. Throughout military history, unit colors have marked the position of the commander on the battlefield and served as a rallying point. While attacking or rallying on the battlefield, soldiers would follow the colors of their leader, most often found at the forward edge of the battlefield. In more recent times, the colors represent not only the heritage and history of the unit, but also the unity and loyalty of its soldiers. These colors are the commander's symbol of authority, representing his responsibilities to the organization. Wherever the commander is, there also are the colors. The passing of the brigade colors represents the transfer of authority and responsibility for the unit from one commander to another. The Brigade Command Sergeant Major is the keeper of the brigade colors. As the senior enlisted soldier in the unit, he is the principal advisor to the commander and represents the loyalty and concerns of the Alpine soldiers. The passing of the brigade colors from Command Sergeant Major Campaign to Colonel Poyer signifies his last act of allegiance to the outgoing commander. The passing of the brigade colors from the outgoing commander to Brigadier General Pavis signifies that the unit is never without officer leadership. The passing of the brigade colors from Brigadier General Pavis to Colonel Tantillo signifies the passing of his trust and also the responsibility for the unit and its soldiers. Assumption of command order. By authority of AR 600-20, paragraph 2-5, the undersigned assumes command of the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain, effective 08 September 2024. Signed, Frank A. Tantillo, Colonel, Infantry Commanding. The passing of the brigade colors from Colonel Tantillo to Command Sergeant Major Campaign signifies the confidence that the commander places in the non-commissioned officer corps and is the Command Sergeant Major's first act of allegiance to his new commander. Colonel Leonard J. Poyer began his military career in October 1993, enlisting as an M1 armor crewman with Detachment 1, Company D, 2nd Battalion, 172nd Armor, Vermont Army National Guard. In May 1996, he was commissioned through the Norwich University ROTC program. Colonel Poyer served the next 9 years on active duty in a number of positions and organizations, including as a platoon leader and company executive officer in the 2nd Infantry Division, Republic of Korea, division assistant and primary staff officer in the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York, battalion and brigade primary staff officer in the 25th Infantry Division, Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, and company commander with Combined Joint Task Force 76, 25th Infantry Division in Afghanistan. In July 2005, he left active duty and returned to the Vermont Army National Guard. Colonel Poyer initially served again with the 2nd Battalion, 172nd Armor, and subsequently as an instructor, technical branch chief, and S3 for the 3rd Battalion Information Operations, 124th Regiment, RTI. In December 2006, he became a plans and operations officer for the 186th Brigade Support Battalion with special duties as the Brigade Property Book Officer, and then served as the Brigade S4 for the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain, leading up to and through the brigade's deployment to Afghanistan in 2010. Following the deployment, Colonel Poyer was assigned as the Battalion S3, 3rd Battalion, 172nd Infantry Mountain, and branch transferred to the infantry. In September 2013, he was assigned as the Squadron S3, 1st Squadron, 172nd Cavalry Mountain, and subsequently served as the Deputy Brigade S3, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He commanded 1st Squadron, 172nd Cavalry Mountain from May 2015 through July 2017, while simultaneously assigned full-time as the Deputy G3 and State Training Officer for the Vermont Army National Guard. Colonel Poyer served as the Brigade Executive Officer and Administrative Officer for the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Mountain from April 2018 through June 2019, serving in that capacity through the brigade's most recent XCTC and JRTC rotations. In 2019, he was assigned as the G4 for the Vermont National Guard and most recently served as the Deputy Chief of Staff for the NATO Kosovo Force in Camp Film City, Pristina, Kosovo, from June 2021 through March 2022, before assuming command. While in command, Colonel Poyer simultaneously served full-time as the G3 for the Vermont Army National Guard from May 2022 through October 2023, and currently serves as the G1, the position which he will formally assume following command. Colonel Poyer is the graduate of 19 Kilo One Station Unit Training, Signal Officer Basic Course, Airborne School, Signal Captain's Career Course, Combined Arms Services Staff School, Maneuver Captain's Career Course, Information Operations Officer Course, Basic Military Mountaineer Course, Intermediate Level Education, Advanced War Fighting Operations Course, Army War College, and the Joint and Combined War Fighting School. Colonel Poyer's awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, Second Award, the Defense Meritorious Service Medal, the Meritorious Service Medal, 8th Award, and Army Commendation Medal, 5th Award, the Army Achievement Medal, 4th Award, the National Defense Service Medal, 2nd Award, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with 2 campaign stars, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Korean Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M Device, 2nd Award, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, 4th Award, the NATO ISAF Medal, the NATO Balkans Medal, the Parachutist Badge, and the coveted Ram's Head Device. Colonel Poyer is a member of the United States Cavalry and Armor Association and the National Infantry Association, and has been awarded both the Order of St. George and the Order of St. Maurice. Colonel Poyer is married to Brigadier General Tracy Poyer, the Director of the Joint Staff for the Vermont Army National Guard, having just celebrated their 25th anniversary last week. Colonel Frank A. Tantillo began his military career in November 1998, becoming an SMP cadet while enrolled at Valley Forge Military Academy and College. He served in the B Company, 103rd Combat Engineer Battalion, Pennsylvania Army National Guard. In May 2000, he was commissioned through the Valley Forge Military Academy and College Early Commissioning Program. Colonel Tantillo served the next 2 years as a platoon leader in B Company, 103rd Combat Engineer Battalion, Pennsylvania Army National Guard. In 2004, Colonel Tantillo transferred to the Connecticut Army National Guard, where he was assigned to B Company, 242nd Combat Engineer Battalion, Connecticut Army National Guard, where he served as a platoon leader and company executive officer. In 2006, Colonel Tantillo was transferred to D Company, 102nd Infantry Battalion, Connecticut Army National Guard, where he served as the company executive officer and deployed to Afghanistan Operation Enduring Freedom, 2006-2007. He was then assigned to HHC 102nd Infantry and served as the S5. Upon return from the Afghanistan, Colonel Tantillo took command of C Company 102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, where he served in this position for 48 months, where he deployed the company to Afghanistan for Operation Enduring Freedom 2009-2010. While deployed, Colonel Tantillo relinquished command of C Company and took command of A Company 102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He served as the commander through the deployment. Upon return from Afghanistan, Colonel Tantillo was assigned as the Battalion Personnel Officer, then the Battalion Operations Officer, and then the Battalion Executive Officer for 102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and during this time conducted XCTC and JRTC rotations. Colonel Tantillo served as the Assistant Operations Officer for the 85th Troop Command, Connecticut Army National Guard, and then transitioned to serve as the Executive Officer to the Adjutant General, Connecticut Army National Guard. In September 2017, Colonel Tantillo took command of the 102nd Infantry, 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and served in this position for 54 months. During this time, he deployed the unit to the Horn of Africa, where he formed and commanded Task Force Iron Gray, comprised of units from every battalion within the 86th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. Task Force Iron Gray included 1,000 soldiers from all six states that made up the brigade. Following command, Colonel Tantillo has served as the communications officer and the operations officer for the Connecticut Army National Guard Joint Force Headquarters. Colonel Tantillo's military education includes Engineer Officer Basic Course, Sapper School, Maneuver Captain's Career Course, Airborne School, Basic Military Mountaineer Course, United States Army Command and General Staff College, the Advanced Warfighting Operations Course, Defense Strategy Course, Defense Planners Course, and the United States Army War College, where he earned a master's degree in strategic studies and joint qualification level 2. Colonel Tantillo's awards and decorations include the Defense Superior Service Medal, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star Medal, Second Award, the Meritorious Service Medal, Second Award, the Army Commendation Medal, Fourth Award, the Navy Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, Third Award, the Air Force Achievement Medal, the Army Reserve Component Achievement Medal, Fifth Award, the National Defense Service Medal, Military Outstanding Volunteer Service Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with 3 Campaign Stars, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M Device, Second Award, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, Third Award, the NATO ISAF Medal, Meritorious Unit Citation, Second Award, Army Superior Unit, Coast Guard Meritorious Team Commendation, Combat Infantryman's Badge, Combat Action Badge, the Parachutist Badge, the Ram's Head Device, Sapper Tab, and the Norwegian Foot March Badge. Colonel Tantillo has been awarded the Order of St. Maurice.